A reading from Matthew 5:17-18. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. I tell you the truth. Until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen, will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished.
We're not going to have time today to probe the depths of what's going on here, because Jesus is constantly being accused of disregarding, breaking, or not living by the law. And yet he's making a declaration that is absolutely the opposite of that, that the law is there, it's not going to change it, but he is going to change it. So there's a paradox here. And one of the things, the points I would make before we get into the substance is, paradox is oftentimes one of the things you find in the Bible, and Jesus is giving us one here.
Yeah, the whole concept is, he's not bringing something new, he's reframing it. The law was good in itself, it was meant to point people towards God, but it was not complete, and so when the religious leaders interpreted it, they were making it the end in itself. And you would expect Jesus to just wipe it out. And like you said, in the word paradox, he reframes it and brings it back to life and says, no, this is what was at the heart of the law. This is what God intended. And so it's not going to pass away, but how you live it and its application will be much different.
Yeah, this might sound like a pun, but in a way, Jesus put flesh on the law. In the sense that, you know, it's the human heart as much as the brain. I mean, the law became a brain thing. It became sort of a counting thing. I mean, if you do this right and you do that right, it became obsessive, and superstition drove it. In a way, and it was really apart from God at that point. It became a human construct, and then human. I love the way you say framed it. Jesus brings the heart back into the law.
Right. It's not a number of rules of things you need to do to work your way in. It's principles of life that go deeper than the rules, and so you're not just performing rules to check the box to get by. You're embracing God's way, which is a wholeness and a fullness and a congruency of life that shapes everything. Now, the truth of the matter is, following the rules is a lot easier than the grayness of living the principles. So Jesus, in many ways, is calling us in reframing to a more challenging life, but more of a way God actually intended it.
And this would have been very, very, I think that this, for the people hearing this, this would have been such a new thing that I think absorbing it would take all kinds of hearing it and rehearing it time and time again, and also reliving it, because Jesus is living it as he is speaking it.